the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
I wonder how much better off we might have been in the fight against COVID-19 if we'd had stricter restrictions on people travelling into the country and indeed out of the country and coming back in again. When you hear the stories of people who have gone away on holidays over Christmas, for example, and come back into the country. Or if you go back further, even a year ago, when the decision was taken to cancel the Ireland-Italy rugby international, and yet we allowed all the flights with the Italian rugby fans to come in early March, just before it really started becoming apparent just how serious the issue is. If we hadn't allowed people to go to Cheltenham and come back last March, if we hadn't allowed people to travel in from England and other parts during December, when it was clear that there was a major issue developing with a new variant. Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Belatedly, it seems, the government is going to crack down on international travel, but in what way, and is it going to be enough?
Yeah, Matt, it looks like they're going to essentially issue quarantine instructions for those people who are arriving into the country without a PCR test or a negative PCR test, and also from those travelling from certain locations, including South Africa. Obviously, you know, there have been calls for a much longer quarantine period of up to 2 weeks, as we've seen in other countries like Australia, New Zealand and elsewhere. But the Taoiseach, speaking over the weekend, gave the indication that that quarantine period would be much lower. It might only be 5 days. But I suppose what we've seen is a bit of a volte-face from Fine Gael in particular, because we had Leo Varadkar last Thursday at Leader's Question saying that any sort of quarantine arrangement or system would be disproportionate and unworkable, whereas we now had the likes of Helen McEntee and other ministers out over the weekend basically saying that everything is now on the table. So there certainly has been a change of tone. And what is very noticeable is that, you know, the public seem to be far ahead of the government in relation to this. For whatever reason, the government have been very, very against going down the quarantine route, despite NPHET recommending this since last May. They have repeatedly refused to do so. And it's been very interesting, Matt, to kind of look at the numbers. Like, there were 54,000 people who came into the country through the three main airports, Dublin, Cork and Shannon, Christmas week. Between up to last week, that figure was about 118,000 to 120,000. We know that the passenger information system hasn't worked, that only 49% of people didn't give a forwarding address, so there was no way of tracing them properly. Of those who did give a forwarding address, the actual numbers who were traced and properly kind of, I suppose, tracked was 1 in 10. So you've seen a system that simply hasn't worked, and particularly, I suppose, that is so incongruous when, you know, there were, you know, the southeast of England was such an epicentre of this new variant strain that obviously is now the dominant strain here in Ireland. So the government has a lot of questions to ask in relation to that. And it also, I suppose, you know, it'll be seen whether or not there's an political appetite now to follow the public mood, because I think, you know, essentially that there is no real appetite to bounce in and out of restrictions as we have been doing. I think there is a kind of a determination that if we get in, if we remain in this extended period of lockdown, let it be the last one. And if that requires locking ourselves down from, you know, from the likes of international travel, which numbers are at below 5% of normal traffic volumes anyway, so what's the major cost in doing that, even, you know, to the fuller extent, then I think that they're among the questions that have to be asked. The big problem that everyone has referred to, Matt, though, is Northern Ireland, is the border. And what you do, like, can you seal that border between North and South? Because obviously there are much wider implications in relation to that. And whether or not they're able to do that, and whether, again, there's a political appetite to go there, the public health argument is pretty clear. Whether it's a, you know, political argument to go down that route remains to be seen.
Okay, Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin transport spokesperson, is with us as well. Because, Darren, there are plenty of stories coming in of people who, even after there was the shutdown in flights from England just before Christmas, flew into Belfast, and then family members from the Republic drove up and collected them and brought them home. I mean, what use will quarantine do here in the Republic via our airports and ports if people can still go in via the north and come over the border?
No, and it works both ways, Matt. I think the difference north and south doesn't serve anyone well, because the most straightforward way to get from Portugal to London at this point in time is via Dublin and Belfast, because of the lack of restrictions there. So it works both ways, and that's why Sinn Féin have advocated an all-island approach, you know, to take advantage of our geographical advantage. But it has,
sorry, would that all-island approach, though, I mean, would that mean stopping flights coming from Britain into Belfast?
So I think the important point in relation to it, Matt, is that we work towards an all island approach in relation to an agreed approach north and south. So whatever the advice is, that it's consistent north and south. So there isn't a discrepancy there that people might use the back door, for want of a better word. But the way we go about that, Matt, is to increase the cooperation. And the Dublin government, in the form of the Minister for Health, has been very reluctant to engage in that type of cooperation. And we've seen it in the Sunday papers. We've seen it reported indicated by the minister in the north, that he has repeatedly asked for data sharing north and south. And that data sharing would be hugely significant and would actually serve a very important role in terms of trying to implement a quarantine regime in the 26 county.
But Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin, you're effectively taking Arlene Foster's position here, because Arlene Foster today, the DUP First Minister of Northern Ireland, said she'd spoken to Micheál Martin and told him the claims that he had made about not testing for the UK variant of the coronavirus in the north were wholly incorrect. And she also gave out about, well, she said, the failure to supply the travel locator forms to the north.
So the point in relation to this is that the north, in my opinion, has been used as a political football in relation to the lack, the dragging of their feet by the government in Dublin in relation to COVID-19 controls at our ports and airports, because there's so much more that can be done at a Dublin level than is being done. And
yeah, but in fairness, Darren, there's an awful lot that hasn't been done by the Northern Executive, of which Sinn Féin is part.
So, for example, in relation to the proposals that are being made now, and I think this is important. NPHET themselves outlined that they wanted removed from the system the discretionary element in relation to testing and the discretionary element in relation to quarantine. That's nothing to do with the North, in fairness. What is the government proposing? They're proposing to do nothing in relation to the discretionary element in relation to testing, and very, very limited measures in terms of the discretionary elements in relation to quarantine. And to me, and I think to everybody listening, the signal that sends out is that the government aren't serious about tackling the problem about international travel. And that's a fundamental weakness in our defence, regardless of what happens in relation to the north. And we need to see significant progress there. But the government in Dublin need to do far more than they're doing or proposing to do in relation to protections.
OK, let's go back to you, Daniel McCollum, political editor of the Irish Examiner, because as well as these airport and port checkpoints, which are now going to go in place, and the mandatory quarantining, what about stopping people travelling more than 5 kilometres? Because there are some extraordinary stories of who the Gardaí, in limited enough amount of work, may have caught. I mean, one individual down in Cork caught in two separate beaches within an hour of each other. We had a case on Friday of somebody been taken off Carrantool, deciding to go for a hike in the bad weather, which clearly was more than 5 kilometres away from home. What more is the government doing about actually trying to persuade people not to travel more than 5 kilometres from home?
Yeah, so Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, was on radio this morning, and he was asked this very point. And I think what we'd like to see, Matt, is a much greater level of enforcement of that 5 kilometre or, you know, what you might see is much greater kind of enforcement hand. I suppose what the government have always been loath to sort of go with the sort of stick approach. They've always wanted to kind of appeal to people's better nature. But clearly, you know, public cooperation and adherence to that 5 limit rule or 5 kilometre limit rule has been breaking down in recent weeks. I mean, I saw it at the weekend. I was, you know, I'm within 5 kilometres of the Phoenix Park, and the place is absolutely jammers. Traffic in and out of the place was absolutely jammers. And there was no visible Garda presence, where months before we would have seen a much stronger Garda presence. So I think that's likely to be on the agenda as well. And whether or not they go back to the sort of two, remember at the very start of the very heart of, or the very strongest lockdown we had last year, it was a 2 kilometre limit from everybody's home. There has been some discussion as to whether or not they would go that far. But again, the Taoiseach, he himself is not in favour of that, because that obviously disadvantages a lot of rural people more than, say, people living in urban areas where there are far more amenities on their doorstep. So that's one that's obviously we're waiting to see and watch very closely. But I definitely think there'll be a much greater emphasis in relation to enforcement, because it wasn't just down in Cork and Kerry. You know, we've had similar instances up in the Sandy Gap in Wicklow, where Gardaí have been, you know, turning people away because of the large numbers of people who are clearly a long way away from their 5 kilometre limit from their home. So that's going to be one of the areas we're going to watch very closely tonight and tomorrow when the official announcement is made.
Yeah, okay, the official announcement tomorrow. I think at this stage, everybody is expecting that these restrictions will continue for how long, do you reckon, Daniel?
They're saying at least 4 weeks, possibly up to 6 weeks. Cabinet Minister speaking to me privately say even that is kind of optimistic. So, you know, we could very well see kind of a stated extension for between four and six weeks with a review after a certain number of weeks. But, I mean, there will be no meaningful change to restrictions throughout all of February is the very clear indication. Whether or not numbers will come down sufficiently with the rollout of the vaccine and, I suppose, with the fact that we're a month into kind of lockdown restrictions already, whether or not they're sufficient enough to get those numbers down to a level, there's still a grave level of doubt about that because, I suppose, the numbers have spiked to such a degree beyond even Neffet's worst predictions. They've spiked to such a degree. So to get them down, it's going to be much harder. And I think that's one of the great lessons we've learned from the various lockdowns, Matt, is that numbers can spike up very, very quickly, but getting them down can be much, much harder, and that there is very much a lag effect. So while I suppose the numbers have been kind of coming down in recent days, and they're certainly much lower than where they have been, the numbers in ICU and hospitalisation still remain very, very high, and obviously the death numbers is one that we're watching very closely. Because tonight could be the night that we surpass that very grim milestone of 3,000 deaths, and that's obviously a very unfortunate milestone, but one we're all keeping a close eye on. But I suppose the numbers will dictate everything. I do think I was struck by what Micheál Martin said on the radio on Saturday, that he is now very firmly minded to take a very cautious approach from here on in until we actually are in a position where we consider this vaccine beaten, because I think he was belatedly or reluctantly accepting that the government's decision to open up the country in the manner they did in December did obviously have an impact in the numbers going the way they did, and we've paid a very heavy price for those decisions.
Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner, Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin transport spokesman, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.